Shot fired by Marshall. Blocked out in front, and Mowat comes up with another spectacular save there as that one came off the stick of Sophie Skarzinski.
Yesterday, we witnessed 46 minutes of shutout hockey in the first WCHA game of the season between the Beavers and the Gophers at the Sanford Center. We rise up when we hear the sirens. Bemidji State opened up their home season with stand-up goaltending by All-American Brittany Mowat.
Shot fired, blocked out in front. Another shot. Big save made there by Brittany Mowat. And Bemidji State's Summer Thibodeau goes down in a heap. Megan Wolf just hauled her down to the ice.
And then scored first to take a 1-0 lead, 6 minutes into the third.
17 seconds left on the 5-on-3. 26 seconds left in the other one. A shot, the goal! Bemidji State's Lauren Miller puts the Beavers on the board. A 5-on-3 power play goal for Bemidji State, and they lead 1-0 here with 14 minutes left to play in the hockey game.
But just 2 minutes later, the number two team in the country and last season's national champions answered back.
Cameron Easy to the blue line. Shot fired. Big save made there by Brittany Mowat. Oh, and the Gophers have answered back. Brittany Mowat goes down. She caught the first rebound, unfortunately wasn't able to catch the second one, and the Gophers have struck.
Unfortunately for Bemidji State, that first goal woke up a sleeping giant, and the Gophers would strike again, and then again, taking a 3-1 lead and stealing a win on the Beavers' home ice. Waking up the giant. BSU head coach Jim Scanlon said his team needs to limit how much time and space they give the Gophers in the offensive zone.
I think in our end particularly, I think we gave a little bit too much time and space. We'd be battling along the wall, and maybe our second player needed to be a little bit closer so we could close quicker. Because when you give them time, then now they'll start moving the puck around. They like to bring their forward up high. So we just need to be a little bit more active with our stick and try to close quicker, not give them as much time with that puck.
Last season, the Bemidji State women's hockey team did not win a game against the Minnesota Gophers. But yesterday, they certainly came close to snapping that 4-game losing streak. Emma Terrace and her Beaver squad knows what they need to do today to get a win and split the weekend.
Keep playing our game and don't get down at all, that's for sure.
Game 2 between Bemidji State and the University of Minnesota is next. But first, the Bonusa pregame show on the Beaver Radio Network. Waking up the giants.